episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Dane, the Warden Head.
I'm Cosmo, still playing as Saz, the Colonial Marine Head. I'm Head.
It's fucking me, Jimmy, and actually it turns out you might be able to get rid of me this easy, Head.
You're not Jimmy anymore.
Soon. I'll switch soon.
This is Enzo playing Jackie, I'm going to get to the bottom of this head.
Nice. Welcome back to the continuation of the Mothership sci-fi horror module, Another Bug Hunt. Last time, our characters went through the Greta base camp and found some things out, unraveled a little bit of the mystery of Sasma 6 and the Carcinids. They found out that Carcinids pop out of people and wreck the base.
Gross.
The ranking officer that they were sent to rendezvous with was found dead with a gunshot wound to the head.
Legally rendezvoused.
Assumed self-inflicted. They also suffered some strange cuts all over their body after hearing a shrieking radio signal coming through the comms. They traced the signal back to the Heron terraforming station, and that explains why there's no comms in or out and what they have to do next.
And we checked to see if we were infected.
They did. The scans revealed no extraterrestrial life forms in their bodies.
Outside of the remnants of Enzo's mother.
I can't.
While they were deciding the best course of action of what to do after discovering all this information, they noticed on the external cameras of the Greta station that their fellow members on this rescue mission were walking up the muddy path through the rain towards the Greta base. So let's get into it.
Woo! Saz readies her big gun and is like, Jackie, you want to bring your boopity boop? Make sure they're clean before we...
let's close the fridge door.
And then we go to let them in whatever door they're nearest.
All right. Who is getting let in?
You will find Bilium, the android, who is a
android.
An android who is gifted in linguistics, industrial equipment, similar to my boy Jimmy, and jury-rigging. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be jerry-rigging.
It's not. That's always been the wrong way to say it, and everyone fucking says it wrong.
What's the right way to say it?
Jury-rigging.
Jury-rigging?
Computers, no duh. Mathematics, boring. Bilium the android, who... has a hazard suit, like we all do. A comms satchel.
It's a long range comms array, and then a satchel for carrying things.
Carries a revolver, a pulse rifle.
He doesn't have that yet. Saz is going to give him that.
Ah. And my patch says, work hard, play harder.
All right, that's fantastic. Roll me a sanity check.
Sane as fuck, bitch. All right. On 26.
Little lacerations all over your body.
Hell no, I don't.
No.
Come over here, honey. That's it, right? It's just William and a Marine?
Yep, and the Marine.
I mean, I'd walk in a character, but... Do you want that?
No.
All right.
My boy fucking Jimmy. Jimmy's gonna fucking stay at the Greta station and hold the roof down. Keep himself locked into the comm center, into the command center, and watch the exterior cameras, wait for comms to be restored, and then make sure he can touch base with the rest of the team. Jimmy's not fucking going anywhere, Zville.
Are we able to link into the command center our helmet camera feed so that Jimmy can watch? I understand that characters are shifting where Shreve will, you'll play somebody else, but you know, kind of that backseat of like somebody watching.
While the characters are around Greta base, yes. But the radio interference from the continuous broadcast of the shrieking signal makes long-range comms ineffective, and so the further you go from the base, the less clear it's going to be, and then probably it will cut out.
From Greta to the Terran, or Heron, what's that distance?
20 minutes.
Very far. 20 minutes by car.
20 minutes by car on the...
Hour by foot.
It is 6 kilometers. 7 kilometers.
So when you... when William and the Marine come to the base, you can see that William does not have any lacerations. The Marine has lacerations all over his face and arms. Mm.
Love it.
Any exposed flesh.
As they're coming in and, like, Jackie's scanning them...
Says holds up a hand. Hang on, pal. My colleague needs to wand you.
I scan everyone.
There's
before
some
they come
questioning
in.
Looks, but they're like, okay.
I scan everybody. Like,
clean.
I don't give a fuck.
You want to explain to them? There's some sort of
Once I scan them, I tell them, like, yeah, hey, here's the deal. And then I scan, like, with them in sight... I want, like, full transparency, like, no blind testing here, like, scan, show them, scan, Saz, like, yeah, that looks right, exactly, here's what we're looking for, and I do my best to explain,
no flies on me,
do my best to explain what in the scanning and the situation is. As best I understand it scientifically, which
William,
has a lot of gaps.
Roll a sanity and a fear check.
Billium.
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 $1 billion.
Sanity?
And a fear.
Both?
You just listened to this entire story.
We gotta catch you up on
awful.
Stress.
God damn it. Sanity, fail. Fear, fail.
Two stress.
Ooh, that sounds spooky.
The story you hear terrifies you and defies explanation.
You stupid humans! Don't you know how to tell a good story?
Well, honestly, we program you, and you're here to help us explain it, so...
Before y'all leave, out the back door, before you guys leave the base, Jimmy's like, hey, go fucking restore comms so I can call Jackie's mom and get my day back on track, because I'm fucking late, alright? That shit back on. Slams the door.
Jackie, do the comms work between us?
Nope.
Right now, yes.
Damn it.
While you're in base.
I just like to remind you that she's been dead for 10 years.
That's what she's telling you. That's not what she's telling me.
I bloody told you that's not fair. For all the jokes y'all are shooting back and forth, you can't just say, oh, your mom, and also, you can't do my mom. She's dead. That's not fucking fair.
I said it right away. I was just hoping he would think of something better. I just wanted to remind him that my mom's dead. She's been dead for years. My dad's very alive.
Alright.
Feed that to you.
Saz gets in the driver's seat.
Alright, so who's actually going right now? It's Saz, Jackie, and Billium.
Billium?
Right?
And
Billium is the synthetic that was sent down.
Okay, alright. Billium is a human in everything but.
Is,
his dick.
No, his dick works fine. Your mom knows.
Does Jimmy want to keep
dead.
The Marine there with him? Or send him with us?
Nah, get the fuck out. I don't want the goddamn Marine. You kidding me?
I mean, you got a bum arm there. You don't want someone.
All I gotta do is boot buttons.
Alright. So we'll take the Marine with us.
Alright, Lugo.
Lugo.
You're fucking...
I'm not fucking you. His name is Lugo.
Alright, Lugo. Lugo's going first.
It's in the sheet.
Lugo, Billium. Billium?
Sorry. Can the... As we're... You know, we leave the Terran headed towards the other one. Can the bioscanner be hooked up to anything in the ACP to...
Ooh.
get early readings, like as we're going out. I imagine it's a military transport, so I don't think it really works like that.
It cannot be hooked up easily, but I'm sure some jury rigging could.
I would
help that.
Like to do
that's
that
what you're good
if
at.
Anybody's. Has expertise in that.
I have jury rigging, which means that I can.
No. Easy. Toe the line. Easy. Right,
so to connect the
forever
handheld
in a legal situation
bio scanner to something that could read out in the APC will take 3 hours. Mm-hmm. If you would like to speed that along, go ahead and make an intellect check.
Can I attach my jury rigging to it?
Yes.
51, baby.
Can I roll?
How would you help?
Get out of the way.
Just touching. I don't know. Using it. I don't know. My
touching it.
Touching. I don't have a lot. My all my stuff is not in that at all. I guess not at any least. I understand how to use the instrument.
You could rub my shoulders.
I think you can make sure that it's working properly. But
I guess after
would,
it was hooked up, I'd be able to see if it works or not.
All right, roll it.
Not a problem.
Okay.
34 on 51.
51?
Yeah, bitch.
You're able to do it in 30 minutes.
I'm smart as fuck.
On intellect?
Yeah, plus 10.
It only goes to 45.
Yeah, plus the
plus
10 of the skill.
What?
Because I rigged juries.
Whoa.
Smart as shit.
Alright, so dude. You have a scanner.
Step aside, science bitch.
Your
here.
Scanner is on the outside of the APC, and it is connected to one of the screens in the APC. So while you're writing in it, you can toggle, and like there's a little joystick, so you can like...
I like that.
Alright. I gun the motor. You want to pop the door, or I'm going through it?
I'm sure that
going like up the garage.
Yeah,
I'm sure that
somebody should open that
yeah,
garage.
I'm sure that
there's
Jimmy...
no need. There's no rush. There's no need to like bust the defenses of this place.
I just thought it might be fun.
And we just had like some people.
Billion.
Hold on.
hold on.
Yeah, Dayton Jaytona like opens the door for you guys. As you roll out.
Who the
like,
fuck is Dayton Jaytona?
He's my...
The other spare character who's not coming on this mission.
Alright, so you guys
that's
roll
him.
Out.
Look at this stupid...
Oh, he looks like a Dayton.
The rough trail through the jungle is rough. Muddy, but the APC's got some big-ass tires on it. The rain still coming down. Really rainy.
Torrential
downpour. On the way there, it's only about a 20-minute trip. As you're about 15 minutes into the ride, using the scanner, you can see that you guys are being shadowed by two carcinids, one on either side, running through the jungle.
Very bad.
Does
the APC have any weaponry on it?
It does not.
That's very bad.
I thought it had a fucking gun.
Why would you think that?
Because it's an APC. I don't know.
That's super bad.
Sometimes they don't have guns. They're an armored personnel carrier.
Can you slow down so they get close and we run their asses over? Can you run their asses over?
I could try.
Let's do that.
Seems I'd try. I don't think I have any skills that would go on this. But I'll just... You know, let up on the throttle, see what they do, and if I can, you know, if they like circle in front of us or whatever, I'll try and run them over. But if not, I'm not going to waste much time on that.
They show more intelligence that you gave than you thought they had in the beginning. They don't take the bait. As you slow down, they slow down, keeping a good shadow on you.
Good shadow. How far are we? From the...
About 5 minutes.
Just for fun, fucking Jackie flips on the comms.
Oh.
All right.
Jackie's gonna go.
piercing shriek.
She turns
to,
it up immediately.
To Saz and Jackie, it sounds better than it did last time.
Oh, great.
Billiam, roll a sanity check.
It's science. It makes sense.
Pass that shit.
I slam on the brakes and, like, turn around in the seat and try and fucking grab her. Don't fucking do that again.
She turns it off and is like, this is what we need to figure out. Like, it's obviously stronger the closer we are to this.
What we need to figure out is why they don't already have bullets in them, and then fucking change that, and then, not before, after, then you can play with the radio.
You hear a big thunk from the rear door, like a carcinated...
I stomp on the gas.
...tried to, you know, test it. See, you know, a quick
drive-by. Billy's like, you guys have been through some shit. My God.
I stomp on the gas and down the path.
I have a little query about the bio scanner. Can the bio scanner pick up synthetics?
That is an excellent question. I would say yes, it is a life form.
Okay. Ooh, disagree.
I also...
Don't give
AI. Did you write this game?
I didn't write this game.
I was talking to him.
Yeah, well, I personally disagree with that. But
that sounds like some AI propaganda.
The game gives you a tremendous amount of leeway in how you handle synthetics in your version of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious.
So these are like the Blade Runner or Alien synthetics where they
It's people.
They are people, just a different form of life.
They're not like made in a human womb, they're made in a goo tube, but then they come out and they're alive.
Well, then I guess...
Some humans are made in tubes too.
The bio scanner comes down
still
to
have to gestate
like,
in a human woman.
Scanning for...
Yeah,
it scans for life signs.
A person with a womb.
Sure.
But a human. So do we get... Well,
you can't grow an entire human being in a test tube. That doesn't
work. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it was just like you stop for a second and they're like, oh, I don't know, is the door open?
Oh. As soon as I feel that, accelerator down. We're out there.
So as you approach the Heron Research, the terraforming station... you pick up a couple more carcinogen tails.
Oh God!
How many?
Three. So a total of five.
Five carcinogens.
We could barely fight one. I mean, sounds like you guys could barely fight one.
As they're reporting that they see five. Sorry to step on you, just real quick. With what we've seen dead, how many does that leave? From the base roster.
Ooh, Radiance.
So you have confirmed KIA on Lieutenant Kaplan.
Yep.
Sergeant Arbra.
Yep.
Demir. PFC Olson.
Yep.
And one unknown female.
Right.
So, that leaves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Great. So, Saz would have stopped counting once she got past, like, one hand.
Okay.
She'd just be like, all right.
Doesn't matter.
It's still a bloody bunch of them.
Plus, like, the before time of, like, before this company came, right?
That's right. There could be an infinite number
is that
of
right?
bugs here.
That's all right.
Like, we don't know there's no actual quantitative amount.
And Billiam's, meanwhile, Billiam's like, have you ever heard of Schrodinger and his cat? Because, in fact, there may actually be an unquantifiable amount of carcinids out there, because we do not know how many people were here before. And thus, it's a paradox.
Hey, have you checked if your gun's good to go?
Oh, these ones?
Why don't you...
Oh, yes.
Why don't you explore that for a little bit and stop saying unsettling things? I'm trying to drive.
So immediately after you notice that you've picked up three more carcinids as a tail, in front of you, out of the Heron terraforming station, rides two ATVs.
Whoa.
Just from, you know, the external speakers that feed into the APC, you can tell that the ATVs are blasting the Ride of the Valkyries. But, you know, we don't maybe know it, so.
Yeah.
Maybe the music
scared I said away. That. So, I said that at one point.
As they come towards you, and, you know, you're going towards them, and you got your tail of carcinids, all groups are going to meet, and the ATVs kind of peel off into the jungle, and the carcinids peel off after the ATVs.
Maybe the music attracts them.
Which gives you a free road into the hangar of the terraforming station.
Brave motherfuckers that just did that.
Yeah, or they're bugs talking with their bug friends.
Nah,
I don't think bugs drive
that's
ATVs.
That's too scientific.
Well, that's
for
what
you.
Saz is thinking.
That's too scientific, Saz.
Get inside the building. Let's see what's
bug
up.
Friends. All right. Yeah, I.
So the
take advantage.
The,
we know
the
what
hangar
to do.
Door is open.
Yeah. And if Saz's thing is like the first thing we do is scan the people we see. If there's people in there, we scan them.
And you rock in there,
and
as soon as you're clear of the door,
if they're not people.
You know, and like you know, there's windows and stuff in addition to like your scanner and stuff, so you can see outside. There's, a big group of people inside. It looks like they've kind of been holed up here for a while. And so as soon as you clear the garage door, they, you know, press the button and it's like...
For listeners at home, how does that door work?
It goes up and down.
Big nice. Big up and down. Nice, like nice. Like a portcullis.
Yes.
Nice.
So you sit there in the APC and you can tell that there's three leaders... and they kind of look like, you know, they have their own sections of the hangar. Like, you know, maybe there was some internal strife and, like, people have separated into groups.
Classic. Classic people.
So, like, a little small crowd starts to gather around the APC, giving you plenty of space, though.
Bioscanner is still active.
Yeah. So is the bio... Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Is the bioscanner picking up the weird xeno inside people?
So you toggle it, you know, zoom in on each person. Clean.
Them all.
Roughly like total people in the hangar. Like how many?
Let's find out.
Hey, before we leave, cover up. Can you cover up your fucking sleeves with all your cuts on them, just so you don't get shot the moment we leave this building, this vehicle?
I mean, yeah.
Do these people have cuts on them?
Unknown from your vantage point.
Cool. Cover up your cuts.
We're not getting out of the bloody truck yet. Hang on.
No, we're just hanging out.
What do you mean? They're people. Your people.
They're your people too, buddy.
No, you are people. They are people. Let's talk. They just assisted us in reaching their facility.
What's the numbers answer?
Eight.
Eight. Eight folks.
Eight people?
Mm-hmm.
We're here to look for people.
We are. But they've only gone and done a bloody...
The woman with glasses steps forward, close enough that you can see through the window from the dossiers that you were given... It's Dr. Edom.
That was important.
That's Dr. Edom's trying to eat our nets.
Use the vox.
And she says...
Use the external vox.
Hello? Anyone in there?
Edom. I'm going to reach for the comms.
Is there a...
Yeah,
you can
talk to him.
Unless you stop me.
Is there an external loudspeaker or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, through that. I mean, I'll click it on.
Dr.
I mean, obviously, because we bloody drove it here.
Got him.
Sorry, name?
What's your name? Edom.
Dr. Edom. You, Dr. Edom?
I am. It's just gonna devolve into your accent.
Sorry.
I'm not gonna do an accent.
Yeah, let's not. Guys, don't do it. It's
I was trying to go for British, but then it's just gonna devolve
They're
into
very close.
A mash it gross.
What, before we unbutton, you wanna maybe fill us in? What's been going on?
Well, if you came from the Greta base, I'd imagine you got a great deal of what's going on. The
Jackie
fucking
like comes
carcinids.
Up and grabs the fucking thing, like. Shh. Yeah, I understand that like bugs are popping out of people.
Yeah.
I'm not a military person, but you have two vehicles out there right now driven by, I hope, people, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're 2-for-2 right now. How do these things exist, and where do they, like, I fell off of it. How do they, like,
how are you
incubate?
Alive?
Incubate.
How are the how about
like,
how
do they people incubate alive? People?
Ask her how they are not bugs.
Yeah, how are they not bugs?
What about those cunts on the bikes?
Well, you heard that, right? Like, I'm just.
Yeah.
Why aren't you bugs?
Jackie has no military training, so she's just like holding the button down.
I have linguistics.
They speak alien English, whatever the fucking language is.
Esperanto.
Let's not do that one.
How are you not bugs?
No fucking clue.
Nice. How about we leave the vehicle now? Because we don't know shit either.
Well, actually, it's a fair point. Let's let him leave first.
Wait, you're saying?
Is there a... is your lead scientist here?
I am the lead scientist, yes.
Eat him.
You know, your guys' synthetic...
Oh, you mean our fucking synthetic science officer?
Yes.
That cunt.
Addis.
Hinton.
Hinton?
Hinton.
Hinton.
I don't know his name. Where's he at?
Yeah, that cunt, he went down to the reactor hours ago with a group of Marines and hasn't come back yet.
Oh.
Like how many hours ago? Just for reference.
Just gonna go write that down.
I'm not writing down, but... She's part of the Hinton with a group
hours.
Of Marines.
It's hard to tell time here.
How about we establish some rapport with these other people and build a bit of a friendship? Maybe we can solve this problem together.
We're building
together.
Friendship.
This
with
is not
this.
How friendships are built. Not through
what?
Armored walls.
No. Let's not leave our little safe space right now.
I think you guys are a bit too traumatized to think critically right now.
There's a reason for that.
If we were in danger,
why?
A man steps forwards and says, "But you guys got to ride out of here, right? Like, we should just get in the fucking car and go." And like gestures.
That's when
folks
Jackie like lays like takes her hand off the fucking horn, the buttons. Like, well, we can't tell them that. That would be a lie.
Well, we also
got to ride.
I mean, you guys came here on a ship,
have
right?
A ride though. We don't know that, right?
We do because I just
we
came
do.
From the ship.
Yeah. Okay, so the ship's
yeah.
Good.
So we know we
but,
have a drop ship.
But we're here to do a job to restore the communications and evacuate Edom. And Hinton. Whether or not they enjoy each other's company is beyond my consideration, but both Edom and Hinton will be sitting left and right of me when I get back on the ship to head back into space.
Right, and
the comms will be restored.
That's what it sounds like is all we need to worry about.
Agreed.
If these... you got that radio
yeah,
off?
Yeah, it's off right now.
If these cunts are not bugs, fine, great.
They're not. Ooh,
we
can
all leave.
Them.
All we need to do is get down there and get that robot's head and what's her face?
Comms.
Nope.
Comms.
Comms are number two.
As you guys are discussing this,
that's
one of
over.
The
there's bugs all over it.
One of the guys goes Woo-hoo. And opens the garage door, and two ATVs scream inside, and the door slams again. And you can hear the carcinid slam up against the garage door.
Mm. All right. Let's get out. Turning them back on doesn't fucking matter. We can do the bare minimum, which is extract the VIPs and the logic core.
Jackie, like, agrees with you. As
a
like,
small army.
But we still need comms to talk to
No,
the,
we fucking
mega,
don't. We just gotta get back
our,
on our dropship.
Metamorphosis?
We can't bring this back to orbit. We can't take whatever's down here outside this planet. You idiot!
Well, let's have him just overload the reactor then.
What do you mean, What do you mean? What? No, we need just the, like, we just need communications.
My understanding is that Madam Dr. Palmer is worried that if we take a whole group of
nobody can leave this planet
onto the mothership and then take the mothership back to whatever planet side we're going, we will be spreading whatever infection may be latent.
I'm all for investigating. We get the lead synthetic. We get everything. But we can't send people off this planet until we know what's going on.
I think that Dr. Palmer might have the right way of things here. I also think
And Jackie, she's decided now. She's like, she like swings the open hatch open.
Needs a back door.
Whatever.
For the listeners at home, how does the door open?
Yeah, how's the door open?
Nice. Like a big heavy metal door, baby.
Now she's kind of scared with like 8 random people who have been down here for.
Are they armed?
If she's getting out, I get out too.
There are guns, yes.
And I, also.
Jackie
they aren't pointing them at you.
Well, yeah, good. Jackie's like hands up, like we have our objectives, we have our priorities, which is mainly comms. We need to establish comms from this planet to our ship in orbit that will be here to help us.
The man who had stepped forward before is like, yes, thank you, somebody fucking reasonable. We just got to get the fuck off this planet and just fucking nuke it. Like, to hell with it.
And Jackie's like, I understand that completely. Fuck this planet, but none of us can leave.
Why not? What do you mean?
We don't.
You came here to rescue us, yes? So fucking rescue us.
I mean, no, we didn't come here to rescue you. We came here to figure out what's going on here, right? Like, come on, guys, back me up a little bit. Like,
I'm gonna.
Nobody can leave this planet because we don't understand what's going on here.
Hey, let's keep Lugo in the car with the ship locked up.
A sultry looking, buzzed marine is like kind of talking to the guys coming off the ATVs, you know, at this conversation, and then like loudly, but like nonchalantly, she says, "Ain't nobody fucking leaving until we get the boys back," and is like, you know, checking her weapon.
God bloody fucking deal with that now. Yep. But I get it. All right. So, we're going down below, right?
Listen, as the doctor, the woman with glasses, Dr. Edom, says, as the lead scientist, I think it's imperative that we recover the research and then leave.
Well, lucky for everybody here, we've got a bit of extra muscle with us. And we are here not only to rescue everybody, but to get to the bottom of really what's happening here. And in order to do that, we would like to link up with anybody else who is indeed still a human in this facility. And if at all possible, restoring communications would be wonderful. But
Dr. Edom laughs. It's like, you have no idea what's going on here. This asshole points to the shaking man who just wants to leave. He just wants to go to the fucking tower. Ooh, radio a fucking SOS. And get the fuck off the planet, leaving the data all behind. This bitch over here, she's so hot to get herself killed going after, obviously, KIAs down in the reactor. So, listen, as lead scientist here, I think it is your job to assist me.
Well, I appreciate that position. And just to be clear, when you say KIAs down in the reactor, you mean Dr. Hinton.
He's no fucking doctor.
Professor Hinton.
No fucking
no,
professor.
Just synthetic.
Strike two.
Mr. Hinton.
If you can call him that.
Well, as an android, I would refer to him like that, yes.
Fuck. You know, fucking another android. Come here, take his side.
Listen, he's cool. He's just here to work hard and party harder. But we need him if we're going to restart anything, or what I'm thinking, fucking overload it.
We don't need him. There's data in the lab. We were researching weaknesses of the carcinoids. Right? There is arrays and data shit that is fucking on the drives down there. We get that stuff. We can start over.
What was Hinton's objective in going down to the reactor?
Well, if you guys didn't notice, there's a fucking storm on.
It's been going on since we landed.
The dam is about to overflow. There's going to be a huge flood. Floods the reactor. The reactor shuts down. We lose power here, and then we're fucked.
And so his objective is to reroute the spillage?
He went down to, clear out the reactor and then shut it down in a safe manner, if possible.
And then there was no long-term plan.
What is the...
There was no long-term plan, no.
Well, Jay says, so why is it so dangerous down there? Why are... I'm assuming the Karks are down there.
Yeah, there's Karks and it's partially flooded.
I just need to understand a little bit. How do they... And she's like...
Answers could be in the lab.
Tell us about this lab.
How do the Karks, like... Because we saw a Marine back at your guys' Greta base. And he was just skinned. And then a big like came out of him, and I ran into the woods. I didn't like it, but like, how'd that happen?
Nobody shoot her. Nobody shoot her. She's not a bug. She's just fucking weird.
I don't know how it happened. Term. I'd love to fucking find out, but I can't find out because all the data is in the goddamn lab.
Where is this lab located relative to the reactor from our location currently?
Alright, so, for those who you don't know, right, which seems weird that you came here without a mission brief and like a schematic, but whatever. Alright, so we are on the zero level of the hangar, right? The reactor, the lab, all that shit is underneath us, right? There's a lift. Across the dam is the fucking tower where the bullshit jamming signal's coming from. So, all we gotta do is just take the lift down to the lab, grab the data, come right back up.
How do you
fucking
guys,
milk run.
How do you guys have power in this facility?
The reactor. We also have some backup jennies if we need them, right? Shut down the reactor safely so it doesn't blow us sky high, and then, you know, figure out plan B.
Is there anything that your guys' lead synthetic has that is not stored in the lab?
I mean, all his crazy dick-ass thoughts.
I need your real input, Doctor. This is a very serious thing.
Oh, now we're being serious. Miss Skin, how the fuck did that work?
That is very serious. So, isn't any reason that, like, the company wants his data core?
Yeah, because he's a dick.
Outside of character.
That can't be it, though.
We had mission priorities.
This could be inside character.
Would we be... No, because this is a question for the Game Master, not for this woman. Because this woman is not
warden.
Who hired us. Yes, for the warden. Extracting the doctor and the synthetic science officer that was in the priority list, and failing extracting the synthetic, his data core. If we leave him, do we still get paid? If we don't even bother to try and get his core.
I think it depends on the story you tell.
Okay.
Right?
But
like, so take this as a possible story. Right? If you guys didn't go investigate Heron.
Yeah.
Right? If you guys just went back to the dropship, went back up. What story are you going to tell? Oh, yeah. Lieutenant Kaplan, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we searched around the Greta, research, the Greta base, didn't find anybody, so then we left. All right? That's probably going to be like, all right, well, you're not getting paid. Because, like, why didn't you go to the Heron terraforming station?
Yeah.
Going there, being like, hey, it's fucked. Bringing back survivors that say, yeah, it was fucked. Dr. Hinton, dead. Unrecoverable.
Yeah.
Corroborates your story, probably going to get paid.
But,
so it's all about how you spin what happened, right? The metamorphosis does not know anything that's happening on the ground right now.
And they can't, because there's no comms, because there's an interference signal
right.
from the tower.
Because we haven't established comms.
Which we're not going to bloody do.
So
oh, why wouldn't we?
The company would really like either, Dr. Hinton, or not Dr. Now I'm saying it. would like Professor hidden back, Anton.
Professor,
Anton. Or the core, because like you know, then it's not a total loss, right? But if you explain that, yeah, it was unrecoverable, maybe they're send another team later, but like you're still probably going to get most of your payment.
All right.
And then depends on, you know, how well you're able to spin the situation.
Are we not morally obliged, knowing that we're running into a unidentifiable alien life form?
Oh, it's been identified.
Well, identified.
And named.
It's a bloody scary monster.
Are we not morally obliged, as part of our duty as citizens of the galaxy, to gather as much data as possible so that we as a race of people can be better equipped to dealing with this in the future?
Well, that's all bloody nice. You willing to put all your chips down for that? Or you want to live and get paid and go back, you know, somewhere where they got titty bars and...
Well, my logic drinks. Core is programmed by humans and thus inherently flawed. However,
I thought you were going to say programmed by humans, so obviously you love titty bars.
When I say inherently flawed, that was a bit implied. But I do believe that we are equipped and capable to accomplish this mission. And we should attempt to complete it to its fullest degree up until the point in which that becomes infeasible. At which point, I'd be happy to head back to the blackjack tables and the titty bars. But currently, we are in a hangar with 9, 10 people.
10.
Armed and deadly and freaking obsessed about skin. And perhaps we can satisfy
the skin doesn't
most
matter.
Of our objective. Because as somebody who spends a lot of time around irrational emotional beings, I think I've already noted that we have a separate couple of factions here who are not interplaying quite well together. In order to please this number of factions, we might have to strike a bargain of accomplishing as many objectives as possible so that they are all happy. Because if we choose one and go with it, we might have some rogue elements in the room.
Aye.
Says obsession aside,
true.
To get paid right, we have to go down. And
just between the three of us, I know we have to go down, but we only need to leave this planet with one or two people with the same story, and if we left a fucking crater behind us, that's all the better. One, no more fucking bugs. Two, no complicated, conflictory, bloody stories.
Right. Edom lives. Edom gets in the... We come to an agreement where we gather as many volunteers as possible, but Edom stays here. Edom must live.
That's what I'm thinking.
If only one person makes it out of here, it's us and Edom.
So, new priorities.
Edom, how quietly are you having this conversation?
As quietly as we can.
As quietly as we can, yeah.
Huddle. New priorities. Group huddle. Huddle. Edom's coming with us.
Edom's coming with
anybody bloody else we want.
Doesn't matter.
Who can make it?
Come.
Nobody else comes.
Android. Prefer if...
they come willingly.
They come willingly. Great.
Just rip
if
it
not,
out of his head.
Rip it out of his
no
head.
No problem.
Reactor. Up in flames.
Figure out what the fuck is going
that
on.
That makes sense.
With the bugs, though.
Who bloody cares?
It matters, though.
Leave them in a fucking crater.
I believe that if we gather the intellectual resources,
the right
of
data
Edom,
will pay us better in the company. Also, I'm just so fucking curious. It doesn't make any, it doesn't make any sense. How does something that and like she's kind of like start? No. You're right. Let's
as
do
soon,
the job.
As,
do the
as
job.
Soon as you
do
said
the job.
The right
do the
data
job.
Data
do the job. Do the
better.
Job. Do the job. Once we do the job, I can do the research. Once we get the job. Once I get the job, we can do the research. Let's go find...
All right. So we're swinging
let's
through
go
the
find
lab.
Him.
Swinging through the lab real quick.
To the reactor.
Then down to the reactor.
Sorry. Maybe my Dr. Edom talking. So to get to the reactor, you don't take the elevator. The station's flooded, so you're going to have to rappel down the reactor plume. So yeah, you shouldn't do that. That's ridiculous.
Could we go reactor lab on the way up?
Which way did the your synthetic?
We would have to come back up the plume, and then take the lift down to the lab.
So what you're saying is we choose one or the other.
Which way did their synthetic go with his
repelled down?
Down the plume.
He went down.
Yeah. I mean, you could do both. I think one's more important than the other. But
we know, we see that
because you know the lab might flood if like the fucking dam breaks, and so like you know all that data will be lost. I think that is obviously the most important thing here. Now, obviously, my colleagues disagree. This guy just wants to fucking run away like a little coward, and she's all intent on, like, you know, no Marine left behind. And then both of them, like, are very, you know, grumpy at Dr. Edom's assessment.
Is there no way to take the elevator down, hit the lab, hit the reactor, rappel down from the lab to the reactor?
Hold on. Let me see.
Is there a vent?
Is there a vent I could crawl
shit.
Through?
My mistake. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sharif. Yes.
There's the vent.
Is there any ducts?
Even though the lower levels are flooded, the stairs will get you there. But it's going to be a swim because they're flooded.
That's okay. So your colleagues rappelled down into the reactor.
I also want to revise that as no, because they went down hours ago when there wasn't as much flooding, so they took the stairs.
So they're underwater.
No, they're dead.
Unless
is what they are.
Unless they've isolated a room that hasn't flooded yet.
They're dead.
We're assuming you're...
And then the buzzed Marine's like, you don't know that.
We don't know that. That is true.
Can I try and...
Legally, they're not confirmed dead.
Can I try and convince her that they probably are in like a marine-to-marine kind of way?
Sure.
But we need to get
She's a scientist. Don't bloody think so.
The chip, the android chip we need.
If we rescue the doctor and she says the other one was dead and
inaccessible... We'll put some names to the other guys from the dossier and the duty roster... So you know the coward that wants to leave is HM3 Bookman.
Bookman.
Sounds about right.
He's got a little pencil mustache like he can't grow a real one.
God, I wish I could grow a mustache.
Like
then
the
you
hospital
got,
foreman.
Then you got Sergeant Valdez, who is the grumpy, buzzed Marine.
I wonder if your attempts to sway... Valdez might just set her off further. And then we might be out an ally.
We don't need the bloody android. We don't even need his fucking core. We just need the doctor to say that's it, and we couldn't have done anything else. And then we're paid, and then we're off this bloody planet with no more fucking radio waves putting bugs under our skin.
Jackie wants to talk to Edom and look at the, I don't know, the map to see where the highest ground is. Like, where, why not flood it? Like, drown the bugs.
The highest ground is the tower, which is across the dam.
It's probably full of bugs.
Bookman is like, yes, we take the ATVs, we rip across the dam, into the tower, highest ground. We restore communications, call for evac, and who gives a shit if it floods?
That's another possibility. If we prioritize the tower,
we can then
find out if the android's alive.
So we don't need a tower to call for evac. We have a dropship down the road.
There are three ATVs.
Can everybody get...
One of them,
pile them in?
Is busted.
Hmm. Like busted like it goes a little slow? Or
like
busted
like it will not start.
Oh. Hey, fuck, we left Jimmy behind.
Jimmy's fine. Jimmy can walk back to the dropship.
If the dropship's in the air coming to get us.
That's fair.
Jimmy could have fixed his ASPC to save all these people.
No, you can leave Jimmy behind, it's okay.
Oh, to be clear,
your mom's
ATVs,
gonna be upset, though.
There is the APC that you saw in the video feed that they took is not in the hangar. Like, it probably got... destroyed or somewhere else.
Okay, so we have a transport carrier, and then there's two little ATVs.
Yes. And a third ATV that's broken.
can we get everybody over to just
so
physically would, can we get them somewhere high?
Would, so how much muscle does Valdez bring with her?
So it's her, PFC Pedro, and Corporal Novik.
So three Marines.
Mm. Yeah.
And how many are on Edom's side?
Sergeant Yang and Sabal, the...
She's the one who wants to go down.
No.
No, Edom wants to go to the line.
Is an engineer.
And then on the civilian side?
Well, not civilian. You mean the one who wants to leave?
Yeah.
Bookman's side?
Bookman.
You got Corporal Ivovic, Private First Class Tanaka, and Dr. Kalaguchi.
So, the majority of the people are voting to...
To leave.
Leave.
Well,
to go restore comms.
Jackie asked, like, you know, is there any evidence or...
But they would come with us to the comms station.
Are these bugs, you know, waterproof? Can they survive a flood?
From what I've seen and what tests we have run that have completed, yeah, there is no reason to believe that they cannot swim or survive underwater.
So we're fucked, is what you're saying.
Yeah, which is why we should go get the data and get out while we can. I don't know if you guys noticed, there's a fucking storm raging, right? Evac's not going to be available forever.
I've also noticed that, like, they just burst out of
people. If we go right now, we can get the data and evac no problem.
I reckon that's the plan. Let me talk to Corporal Valdez.
And I will tell
Sergeant
Edom,
Valdez.
If we agree to this, you cannot come.
What?
We will go get the data, but you have to stay in
there. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll give you my key card. I don't give a shit.
Cool.
She doesn't want to go down there.
Good.
Yeah, there's probably fucking carks down there.
Yeah, we need you to stay in the APC with Sergeant Lugo Balls.
Lugo?
Lugo.
Nice.
I love that you have that perspective, because you probably can't leave the planet either until we get proper fucking understanding what the fuck's going on down here.
Well,
none of us can leave. We can't leave this planet.
That was one of the things we were researching, is how do they transfer their larva from person to person? How does it infect somebody? That's down in the lab.
Let's hope it is.
Well, if we get that and we confirm it, we
leave. Otherwise, we may need to look at other places to get more information. Go ahead.
All right. So I want to try an intellect plus military training to...
Okay.
To real talk with Sergeant Valdez and be like,
bud,
you can't always recover everybody and
expect to live.
Honestly, we got to take care of everyone who's still alive and yourselves.
Tell her probability. Everyone might die.
Well, there's a good chance we're all going to die anyway on a run back through the jungle to the dropship.
That's true.
And we need their guns for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, a few good arguments, but, you know, we'll see, I guess, what the warden rules, and...
We're not getting up this point.
My plan was, intellect plus military training to try and appeal to her...
Your mom's niece. Just devastating if you let Jimmy back.
I think she'll be okay.
I don't think so.
She'll be okay.
Jimmy was her life.
I thought they were.
She was dead before she met Jimmy.
Maybe this guy.
Yeah, she was.
Now
it's really gross.
Mother kids does not encourage social rules.
Yeah, I've noticed that the way it's set out.
So, I mean, you make a good point. Sergeant Valdez is obviously... So, what you know from the duty roster and everything is she is was a lowly tech and has just been kind of thrust, like, she's now in a command position, so way in over her head. Doesn't really know, like, how to handle it, but, like, you know, fall back on the whole, like, the Brotherhood, you know, no Marine left behind. So, like, she is just, what you say does not get through to her, and she, like, she accuses you of being a coward and a pussy.
Fucking got him.
I punch her. I fucking punch her lights out.
She comes up with a pulse rifle and is like, you wanna fucking do this here? And then,
is this in like a private PFC room or something?
No, nope, it's just in the hangar. This is out in the yard.
PFC Pedro's like, listen, Sergeant, save it for the Karks, right? She didn't kill
Olson.
Nope.
That's the only name I have in my head.
Yeah, I keep forgetting the lieutenant's name.
She didn't kill Franco. Who the fuck is Franco?
Dave Franco?
Well, oh!
We have him.
He's an okay guy. I think. I don't know. They're all a suspect.
Dave?
He's
not on the little one?
Roster. Yeah, they're all suspect.
The little one's cool. He's married to Allison Brie. And yeah, they're funny.
Yeah, but they're all suspect.
Allison Brie's are they?
Oh, there he is.
No, them, the two of them. They're, yeah. They're funny as a team.
Off topic, boys.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Well, she just says... he says a name that you don't recognize. Like, you recognize as part of the duty roster, is probably part of the team that went down to the reactor.
And so then you were
like, shrugs off his hand. He's like, you don't know he's dead.
So maybe there's some dissent within Valdez's ranks.
There's a little bit. All right. Well, I'll let that go. I think we're going down to the lab and then getting what we can get and stay bloody frosty because we might be shooting our way out. Not just past the bugs.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I still think it really... I know you guys think I'm a silly scientist, and I'm not good at guns, and I'm sorry, but it does matter. We can't let this leave the planet.
I feel like Enzo are not listening to the Game Master, who... basically said outright that information is in the lab where we're trying to go.
No, I understand that. But if we don't get that, it's game over.
Game over,
it's
man.
It's fucking game over,
but man. That's not guaranteed.
To the lab!
There's no actual data right now of like how people... And it's like, oh, it's in this spot.
Gentle humans, who among you will join us on a trip to the lab?
I have to go.
You are coming.
Oh, I know you bloody have to go. I'm coming too. I'll bring me big gun.
Edom, who on your side is volunteering?
It was just us. Did we grab another Marine?
Well, Lugo's staying in the car so that they don't steal the
car. Lugo's making sure that we steal our car when we get back.
Agreed. Lugo sits in the car with the doors locked until one of us three comes back and says,
and
open.
And not anybody else. Because otherwise
anybody
none
else.
Of us get paid.
Right.
And we die.
That's true.
So Lugo waits for us. For me, Lugo.
I'm a good level of stress. This is going to get interesting.
Wait for me, Lugo.
Hold on 1 second.
I think also Eden could just be a liar. I don't know.
Yep. Eden kind of sounds like a cunt.
Certainly. Anyone could be a liar. And... it's kind of an interesting thing about this, the way this game system is designed, is there is no, like, explicit mechanism for, you know, I'm going to charm you, or I'm going to lie to you, or I'm going to detect whether or not you're lying to me. It's just...
it's cool that it's given us three choices, and all of them are valid.
Alright, well, so, if Dr. Edom's not coming...
Dr. Edom does not go.
Sergeant Yang and Sabal also don't want to go. They're like, why can't we just stay here?
Wait, it was one because of them the one who wanted to confirm her, their dead compatriots?
I would tell Sergeant Yang and Sergeant...
not Sergeant, just Sabal.
Sabal, that... well, both of them have a certain level of military prowess that Edom does not have, and we could use the extra support.
As much as I despise the military, it is a military operation.
It is a military operation.
Guns are encouraged. And we'll salvage the data we can. So.
Alright, Sergeant Yang's like, fair enough. I'll come with you. Sergeant Yang is a gruff old, grizzled veteran. Used to be in charge of Zigzag Squad.
I don't know what that is.
It's all falling apart now.
Yeah. They're all dead.
Sabal, though, is like, no way. I ain't going anywhere lower than the hangar level. Fucking Hinton has done something fucking weird, and, like, that's his domain now.
What do you mean by Hinton has done something weird?
I don't know, man. Just the guy creeped me out. Like, one, he was a synthetic. Two, always fucking blabbering about, like, being better. So, like...
Easy.
Don't, he fucking did this.
Don't say that around him, because he gets weird about
shit
it.
Shit was okay before he started going all fucking weird, man. Then he fucking went weird, and shit went sideways. Real fucking foobar.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like something we ought to leave down at the bottom of a fucking well.
Also sounds like agreed. Something we should get to the bottom
We will take
of.
Valdez. Anyone else? Not Valdez.
I don't think Valdez wants to come.
No. Valdez is loading up to rappel down the reactor.
Oh, Valdez is going to the reactor.
Yeah.
By yourself?
Well, with Pedro and Nova.
Are they,
shit.
Are they loaded for bear, or are they,
yeah.
do they look ragged?
They're loaded for bear.
So here's the thing. If we go with Valdez, we got the whole fire squad with us.
Well, does Valdez look insane?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
the other two look like...
They're kind of probably just going with their buddy.
Pedro looks like he's crushing on Valdez. And Novikov is, like, totally gone and wants to take as many karks with him as he can.
Yeah, nothing for them then.
Well, that's some firepower.
That's
if,
bad
we,
science
if we go down
right
to the lab,
there.
All we got is...
All I know is that's bad science.
Sergeant Yang.
All we got is Yang.
That's a good number.
So they... Sergeant Bess Valdez...
Well,
is
it's
gearing up with a small
guys,
pile of weapons
lean,
in the hangar.
Everyone lean into the mic.
The kind of inner hangar like has some sandbags around it along like you know every door and exit. So like you know defensible positions, and then there's like some small stockpiles of weapons that they're loading up from.
Kind of lean into the...
We'd have a bit of a small army.
Well, at the very least... I don't love this, as a scientist.
None of this is good.
As an academia. I don't want anybody to die.
Somebody's
it's a good distraction for us to do our job. And figure out what the fuck's going on.
If they go down to the reactor?
Yeah, and we do our own thing.
It is inefficient utilization of human capital.
That is true.
We are stronger together.
That is also true. Especially against this beast. You haven't seen it yet, but it was gross.
I
ran away. I peed my pants.
I smell that.
So
I
said
that
about the stockpile, as in you can gear
yeah,
up.
we could load up with some stuff. Listen, if they...
Are there any
if
drinks?
They go... If they rappel
no.
down...
Fuck.
And they go hard in the paint, and then are coming up, we might cross paths down there. And then, hey, we're all on the same team then. But I say, let's help ourselves a little bit, and head down to the lab. Too sweet.
Stick to the mission.
Whatever they say in the Marines, 10-4, good buddy. But also, let's find that science test.
All right, us three and
Yang. We say cowabunga, mate.
That's what we say in the science industry. We say cowabunga.
Affirmative.
We say cowabunga when we're not sure.
All right, I think us three and Yang are taking a lift down to the lab.
Okay.
All right. Before you leave, Dr. Edom hands you her key card.
Coward.
You know she was never going to come with us.
I know.
We
you
don't
want me to come with you? Or come with
we
you.
We don't want her to come with us.
No.
If she dies,
we'll just,
then we're all
yeah,
fucked.
Yeah, we'll just take the key card. She needs to live so we can get paid.
Right.
Thank you. Whew. All right. So, I was working with Dr. Ziegler. We were trying to analyze the Kark's DNA with assistance from Hinton. Now, like, it was kind of fucked, and, like, we had already attempted some DNA analysis. But it didn't really go anywhere. So we were, you know, trying some new synthesis methods. Dr. Ziegler already went down there. So, like, presumed dead because he never came back.
Keep an eye out.
What do you mean by new synthesis methods?
I don't know, man. Science. Like, you try, you know, a couple solutions to break apart and see the basic molecules of the DNA, and then, like, you know, it just destroys the DNA, so you try a different solution. Science. Bitch.
Bitch.
I'm worried they may be responsible for this fucking transmission.
I think everyone here on this planet is responsible.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So after Dr. Ziegler didn't come back, that's when Valdez kind of locked down, you know, nobody else leaves. So, you take my key card, you go down to the lab. If you get into the clean room, that's where the portable computer terminal is. You grab that, and you get the fuck out.
Alright, let's head out. And as we're heading out, real quick, I want to catch Valdez before they leave on their thing.
Okay. You got a horn for
and I want to tell her that if we can, we'll link up with them and open a way. So if they find anybody...
On the stairs,
we'll try and link up with them on the stairs. And then we can all head back out up the lift.
All right. Anybody want to load up from the small stockpile?
Are we allowed to? Will Valdez let us?
I want to just re-ammo. Because I've only got zero reloads for my machine gun.
Tell me
about my comm satchel.
It's two separate things.
Two separate things.
You have long range comms and you have a satchel.
Who can I talk to with my long range comms?
Nobody.
Right now, nobody.
Interference.
Great.
What?
The whole part.
So when
of
you
the
say machine gun,
is comms
built into me.
It's 4d10 damage, long range. The general purpose or the multi-purpose machine gun, I forget what it...
The GS, whatever, which is funny because I can't find that on the sheet here. But it's in the stockpile. GMPG?
Yep.
Why isn't it that in the weapons page? I don't know! How did you get one? In your loadout?
Yeah.
So then it's... How's it? What the fuck? Let's go to the loadouts. Marine loadouts. Where is that dick? General purpose machine gun, one can of ammo. And it. Okay, well, that's a big, interesting thing. That machine gun is not on the firearms page.
Might be in the app.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, let me check that real quick.
Well, anyway, so 4d10, you say?
Yeah.
Long range.
Uh-huh.
Alright, well, anyways, so there are...
There's...
Yeah, interesting. Overmatched arms. SW-512, maybe.
SW-512.
Am I just looking at... You know, mismatch of names. Nope, not seeing that. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Okay, anyways.
Interesting.
So there are four of those guns and 30 mags. So you can grab as many mags as you think would be reasonable to carry.
Probably two or three.
I mean, you could borrow Billiam's satchel.
Billiam?
Yeah, okay, I'll carry
two.
Oh,
the satchel's for carrying things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a satchel. So I'll take two reloads, and if you want to just load up on spare ammo and grenades.
There are
grenades,
explosive devices, pulse rifles, flamethrower.
What? We should take a flamethrower, guys.
Is there an acid thrower?
I mean,
there is not.
Is there a base thrower?
No.
I have a pulse rifle. What is this one for?
I don't know, but I'm also not really in favor of giving her anything more shooty.
How about we give...
It mishandled one time.
What's the...
To be fair.
Viego?
Who's
our friend?
Valdez.
Nope.
Valdez.
Oh.
The one that's coming with
Quang?
You? The
other one. Quang?
Yang.
How about we give Yang?
Well, Yang's rocking a pulse rifle.
Yeah, he's already got guns.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, I'll take some grenades. Take a flamethrower.
How many grenades?
How many can I carry?
I would say 3 without using your satchel.
I'll use my satchel. All
right. You can carry 6.
Dope. What about other explosives? Door charges?
You can swap out a frag grenade for explosive device.
All right, I'll swatch out two grenades. So I'll do 4 grenades, 2 explosive devices.
Acceptable.
Okay.
Jack, you taking anything? In case you missed it while you were peeing, there's general purpose machine guns. Billiam took all the explosive devices. There's pulse rifles, frag grenades, and a flamethrower.
Jackie would take the flamethrower.
All right. Will you take both tanks? I mean, I guess you put one tank in. Do you take the spare tank?
Okay. If I can carry it.
I think. What do you have in your inventory right now?
In my inventory, I have my hazmat suit.
You don't have your SMG anymore.
I mean, I have it. But it was fixed.
I'd say you either. Well. You can take the flamethrower and a spare tank, but you have to leave your SMG.
I would leave the SMG.
Okay.
Because that thing didn't work before, so why would it work now?
I did fix... Or
Jimmy, Jimmy that fixed
handsome,
it.
That handsome man, Jimmy fixed
oh,
it.
Oh, he wasn't that handsome. I'm sorry. Whoa,
it looked like he had a body. He was 28.
He had a body, but his face was like... You like cringed like, ah, that's my mother!
So then you go to the lift. Yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. The lift is a classic industrial lift. You know, like, it's got the gate that you, like, pull. Beep. As it, like, goes down, deeper into the facility.
Very aliens.
And we're going to leave it there for this session of the Two-Headed Game Master. We will pick it up next time. If you liked what you heard, want to see more of us, go to 2hgm.com, where you'll see Afterlife, our original role-playing setting and system, available now on DriveThruRPG, in addition to some other dungeon creator sheets, etc. Join our Patreon. If you want to be part of events like this, we got the Discord up, broadcast live. You can interact with us for a measly couple dollars a month. Love to have your support. And as always, thank you to our guest stars and the Burning Saviors for the use of their song Until It's Finest as the intro and outro to our show. See you next time.
Woo!
Na 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 na